Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you, my friend?
I am loving this season, I can tell you that right now.
It is a wonderful time of year.
It certainly is. And now we're facing the new year coming in, 2015. Is a lot of people in anticipation of that?
Oh, yeah, and all the new things. Let the old go and let the new come in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with Mars in Aquarius, it's not a bad thing to get out and socialize this time. It really makes it a fun time and a fun gathering.
It certainly does. And I like the fact it's opposing Jupiter and Leo because we're dealing with following our heart in one way, using higher mind and our own spirituality as well in a dynamic balance.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that Saturn?
Yeah. Oh, yay! Saturn finally had a Scorpio. Oh, you know, the heaviness of Scorpio sometimes drags on, and then you've got the Saturn energy of the timing of moving slowly, and, you know, you're feeling it because it's water and it's just moving so slowly. So finally now it's bursting into a fire sign. Not that it's going to move extremely fast, because Saturn takes its time and everything. However, it's charged and ready to go now, and it's not so heavy. So I'm really liking it being in Sagittarius. How about you?
Oh, I'm loving it in Sagittarius. The reason I say that is because over the last 2.5 years, we've been dealing with Saturn and Scorpio. So we've had to go through what most people call the dark night of the soul. But during that period of time, we've made a lot of very deep and honest decisions about where we need to be and what our responsibilities need to be and what they need not to be. And now out of this, we're going to birth a new philosophy. And when we do that, we're going to feel one with our lessons. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that is, you know, a great part about it is that it does. It helps us, now that we've gone through the transition of the Scorpion energy, now we can really manifest those basic philosophies of what we feel is right and wrong. And we can start to take those stands of, okay, now I know. This is what I must do, you know, and start to take that foot forward and take that action towards it and have a stronger sense of knowing that it's the right thing to do. The other part I like about it is because when Saturn gets too heavy, when it's in Sagittarius, you get a laugh, you get the comedy and humor, so that explosion all of a sudden turns into joy. And that's the other part of it I like, because Saturn sometimes gets really heavy. And bringing it into a dual sign like that and being able to, you know, okay, it's just, I'm going there, but I've got all this ahead of me. Having fun with it is really a great way of doing it.
I think often in our world, we take things way too seriously, and we forget to laugh at ourselves sometimes. Even if it's
Absolutely.
A silly mistake, you know, or a misconception about something, you know, if we can keep our sense of humor and know that every lesson we learn has a value, then we can live more in the now. And that's what I think Saturn and Sag is going to do for me. And
I think it's everybody who feels that they do. I mean, they can look at that perspective and really see it manifest at this time.
And the tricky thing about Saturn is because it's very early in Sag and Neptune's very early in Pisces, and they're squaring off. So this time we can want to take our psychic ability, our creative imagination, our personal prayer world, we can bring it to a new level. And I think that that square is a kind square because it's a mutable square.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing it can do, because Saturn is a timekeeper, is this is a great time to start a new regime, like a new type of meditation or relaxation technique or a new spiritual mantra, you know, as far as a day-to-day routine of what you do to embrace your spirituality. It's a perfect time to set a day-to-day routine with that, where, you know, with these two together, they'll help you connect and really stay firm in what you're doing, as far as that's concerned, and that connection to spirit, you know, and God, and the whole universal energy is really strong with that square.
I totally agree. That's awesome. Yes. We do have a small parade of planets moving through Capricorn right now, which means that we've all been trying to do the responsible thing over Christmas, of course. And looking at the new year, we're saying, how can I get more organized? How could I really take my resources and bring them to the maximum? Okay? And I think a lot of people are looking at that because the economy's been, shall we say, shaky, okay, to say the least. And so now we're trying to say, okay, well, what can I do to really sustain that which I've created, but still grow, even if it's a little slow? Even if it takes some time to work my strategy, I need to have that strategy in place.
The perfect time for that. And, you know that, again here, we're working on a step-by-step time to where nothing is built overnight. It's going to be piece by piece that's going to make it happen. But I can tell you what, if you do it now, it's going to happen.
It is indeed. Well, tonight we have a very full queue, so I think we should probably start doing some readings, and we're never going to get to this list unless we, like, pick up the tempo a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one?
Let's do it.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good. I haven't spoken to you guys in a little bit. I thought I'd give a call today.
Great.
You're 71677?
Yes.
Excellent.
And do you still live in New York?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a native, and you stay there? Wow.
I moved away. I came back.
I think we all do that. We all have to do our vision quest, and we return to where we're most comfortable.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
I was curious what you saw with career and finances.
What are you doing for a living now?
It's in transition. I'm a healer.
Do you have your own business?
I do.
Good.
Yes, good.
Does it have two modalities to it?
Yeah, it does, actually. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Okay. That's working good. This is a time, and what I am going to say is because all these planets that we were talking about in Capricorn have started trumping over your part of fortune in your first house.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, this is a great time to set this foundation for this work. Mars is now just transiting into your second house, which means that it's time to make the money, and it's time to go to work. And so I think, really, at this point in time, utilizing these two modalities is really going to work greatly to your benefit. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I really think that a lot of it has to do about the way you're promoting yourself. How are you promoting yourself?
Well, I just rebranded, actually, and I've been thinking about that. How am I marketing myself now, and how am I going to get out there? I think it's going to be networking.
It is, in a way, but it's also about making a public statement. Okay? You're an active T-square right now, the Capricorn planets, and because of that, you have to really put your I am, who you are, and what you're about, your personal deepest level of integrity out there. People need to know about you and what you feel called to serve with. We all want to explain what we do. But there's many people that are on the spiritual path right now, and the most important thing, people are going to want to connect with you as the individual. You have so many planets in Leo, even though you're a Cancer sun like me. So because of that, put your heart out there. You know, let people know how much you care, how much you've learned, that is personal, but it's also collective. And really put yourself out there. Don't hide in the shadows here. Don't put your light under a bushel, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think the promotionary energy, I think getting involved with things like Facebook, Twitter, all that's good too. But it's also very important when people see your website or they pick up something, you know, in the place where you're doing your business and stuff like that, there's something there where they can connect with the integrity that you were born with. Okay? And I think that's an important constituent at this time for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that. That's interesting of kind of how that translates. I wanted to go back to, you were talking about now's the time to make the money, and I really do feel that. What I've been feeling a little bit, I guess, insecure, timid about is just, I guess, how to make the money. And I know that might sound a little silly. I mean, I want it, you know, obviously you're making it through your business, but I just want to go bigger. And I don't know why I have like this insecurity that has come up that I really want to kind of heal and clear out of there. So anything, I don't know, anything showing with that or why it would explain that?
Well, right now, Jupiter's retrograde in your 8th house of resource management, okay, until the 8th of April. And it's in Leo, which rules the heart. So because of that, if you stop thinking about this as money and start thinking about prospering and expanding instead, make a different metaphysical inner statement is what I suggest. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and also with it, which is what we were talking about, in opposition to Mars and Aquarius, which is the one thing I was talking about, your second house, when she talked about that insecurity, you're right on the mark. Jupiter is backing up, and it's still with it going to go back with an orb of your Saturn, and again, in your 8th house. And what this does is, of course, it's going to make you have those doubts and insecurities about it, but it's also, if you do it, you will make it, okay? Again, Mars is the action. So you must, like she said, make a statement, a basic philosophy, and go out there and spread it to the world right now. And not worry about the actual dollars coming in. Worry about the energy, because what this is an exchange of energy. And you're fearful of your own self-worth. And so what happens with this is that you've got to stay within your inner soul and go, no, I'm this beautiful, loving soul. You have this beautiful, loving Cancer soul. You have a Leo moon and a Mercury in Leo. Everybody loves you. You're just such a love to be around. That's a dynamic personality of nurturing and loving each individual. So it's time to spread that to the masses. And you're fearful of spreading it out to the masses. Don't do that. Everybody will love you. So it's a matter of exchanging energy, not exchanging dollars. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Did you say I'm fearful of my own self-worth or of self-work?
Worth. I'm sorry. Worth. I have an allergy and my sinuses are all clogged up tonight.
Oh, I hear that
but
now.
But it's worth.
Okay.
W-O-R-T.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Well,
all
4
right.
Months from now, will, 4 months from now, everything is going to be in divine order with you. Everything you're doing over the next 4 months is a critical point, okay? The reason I say this, is the North Node, which is the head of the dragon, is backing up. It's going to hit your Pluto in 4 months, okay? Jupiter's going to go direct in 4 months in Leo, which rules the heart. And it's going to be right, very close to your Saturn. You will have established yourself in a new way because of your new branding that you just did, okay? Uranus is also moving in a direction where it's going to be trining your Saturn. So March, April is when everything that you've been working on so long and so hard with is just going to absolutely blossom.
Yeah, you got it. I have been working on it for so long and so hard.
Oh, I know.
And I feel like I have been a little bit maybe obsessed or more focused on the money because I've focused on different things, like the, you know, oh, let's not call it money, let's call it an exchange or what. But I really want it in like loads coming in because I really put out so much. So I guess maybe just again to look at it to be more of an equal exchange, whereas before it definitely was not.
Absolutely. When I was younger, when I first started out in this path, which was 38 years ago, by the way, people used to talk about praying, concentrating on abundance. And I found that I wanted to look at prosperity. I wanted to prosper in all my ways. I got to the point I was so busy. I was down in Florida. I had an office in West Palm Beach and Martin County. I was running up and down that coast. I was making a lot of money, but I was burning out. What you want is you want something that's going to really give you the prosperity that you need in all your ways to continue over the long period of time. And I feel by April, the money, the way that you're paying your bills and living in the real world, is not going to be your primary directive. You're going to be looking at ways to expand even farther, maybe bring other people in. Everything's going to change this year for you in a very wonderful way. I just know it.
Yeah, I know it too. I mean, that's why it's kind of like, come on, let's do it now.
Right?
Let's work hard on it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless
happy
you. Have a wonderful
day,
night.
Guys. Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now, the next person that's on hold here is near and dear to our hearts. Are you ready?
Okay.
Deanna!
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi,
how are you?
You're
a week early with the sinus thing, Deanna.
I am a what?
Oh, yeah.
You were a week early with
it.
The sinus
thing.
I got it. Yeah. Maybe I know something. Maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
I've been so restricted this week, and I really need your advice, and I wish I could have called you both, but I couldn't. I really couldn't. What can I do to get moving forward? I am so stuck. Example, no bill, no contract sent out yet. Other things. It just seems I seem unable to overcome everything I must do in order to spread the wings and fly. And I definitely need help.
You have a lot of sustaining trines in your chart, though, Deanna. And Jupiter is kissing your part of fortune. Because I use the ancient part of fortune. And Venus is going to be connecting with your Jupiter over the next few days as well. So I really feel that this is a time when, if you're feeling restricted, it's a time to stop and embrace an attitude of gratitude about how far you've come. Even when you thought everything was going to crash and burn, God lifted you up. Right?
I agree. I agree, and that's the first and the last thought in my mind every day. But it doesn't seem to be enough to propel me and move me to do what I have to do. It's like I feel like very tangled up, and I don't know if it is if it is actually so or whether I'm just imagining it.
Well, and I'm going to say this to you, Deanna. She talked about the sustained trine. One of the things about a trine is it's an easy flow of energy. And sometimes we get stuck with that easy flow of energy, which is called laziness. Okay, and I don't mean that you're lazy. What I mean to say is that you're so, with the Mars and Aquarius, you know, wanting to take action on everything at once, you're overwhelmed is more
yeah.
of what it is. So
it is.
Instead of doing one thing, you're doing nothing, okay? And in that process, that's where it starts to get a little stuck, okay? With, the, you know, all this Earth energy into Capricorn, it's like you just want to plunge forward, okay? Take it one step at a time. What I'll tell you is when you get up in the morning or before you go to bed at night, whichever way you feel most comfortable, make a list of three things that you need to get done tomorrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Two that are on a deadline, the other one being something that you know you have to get done for the long term. Okay? And
okay.
set your goal at that first. Okay, anything else that comes along or anything else that happens after that is whatever it is. But just make those three things and try every day. And don't kick yourself if you don't, but try and get those three things accomplished every day. Okay?
You know, my email was down for like a month and a half, and I finally did open it up like a couple days before Christmas Eve. And I found a letter from the new owners that really scared me to my core. And I need to handle that this week. When I asked last week if I should approach the city, you told me to wait a few days. What do you see this week as? I don't expect that there will be work because of everything that's going on right now. What do you see occurring this week, because I definitely need eyes. Right now I'm driving blind.
Jupiter's going to be kissing your Jupiter over the next week. So I have a feeling you're going to get good news. The two benefits of the zodiac are lining up in your chart. And I think that this Aries moon, okay, there right now, in some ways is making you feel like you need to do more, but I don't think you need to do more. I think you have to trust your process. Now, first of all, when people send you an email is not considered to be official. Somebody sending you a letter in the mail, something that is like, you know, you had to acknowledge you received it, something like that, then that's a serious element. Okay, I think right now what you're dealing with is probably something that's causing you an irrational fear that doesn't even exist.
Right.
And Neptune's opposing your Mars right now. So what happens is Neptune's in Pisces, which says, have faith unconditional. Your Mars in Virgo is a worry wart. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're fighting between your humanness and your spirituality in a way. But when you have an opposition like that, the important thing is to say, okay, I need to take some action and find out more information. But I really feel over the next week you're going to get good news about the matter.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to ask you both, I'm going to try to call you after the show and talk to you for a couple minutes, if you don't mind, or if you want to tell me if I need to do that, you know, at another time. But I'd like to do that, please.
Well,
and
I can't do that. That company coming in tomorrow from out of town. So I'm
oh,
so busy.
Okay.
But
okay.
I can talk to you, you know, another time.
Okay.
But tonight wouldn't be the best, okay? For me.
Excellent. Excellent.
Jacqueline, I don't know, she's got some sinus issues and all that, but that's up to her what she wants to do. But I think
there's no way I could talk to you tonight either. I'm sorry about that as well. It, you know,
that's okay.
It's an interesting thing. But go ahead, Aphrodite, because I think you're going to say what I was going to say.
I think you need to know one thing. There is no hurt that heaven can't heal. There is no part of your face that anything that's not born of light can harm. No, you are not alone. When God stands with you, who can hurt you?
Thank you very much. I always love listening to you and the advice you give. And you help so many of us, and definitely you've helped me, and it's true. Looking back, it's amazing that I've survived the last almost 7 years of, you know, deep suffering, and I'm still here. It's a miracle. It's a real miracle. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful 2015.
And we love you, and we appreciate all your hard work, all your good intentions.
Send me some energy, okay?
I will.
Whoa.
I will do it.
Send me some energy.
And do you want me to put you on hold?
Yes, I want to continue to listen. After that, Jackie, I love you both. Thank you so much.
Whoa.
All right. God bless you, honey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Good night. She's such a sweetheart. It's so hard.
Oh, yes, she is.
It's so hard for a lot of people. They've been struggling for so long with certain issues. And I think the Saturn change, though, is really going to help them to have a different attitude, a different philosophy, a different take on things. It's very early there right now. But my experience has been, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like when a planet changes signs, when it's in the first 2.5 degrees, at first duod, it is much more powerful.
Yes.
And it lends us to say, what am I thinking? What am I thinking? What happened to the person that undefeated would take risks? Now, why am I living in a place of caution and fear? And I look around me, I look at the news on TV, things on the internet, and unfortunately, it's not fueling our bravery, our courage. It's fueling a sense of being stuck. Too. So even if we have a little bit of that and we allow other things to come in to magnify that, it seems so much worse.
I so agree with you.
Yeah. So, well, why don't you watch a lot of TV? I don't watch a lot of TV because I'm so busy trying to promote my gift in the world. It's not because I hate TV. I can't shield myself from the negativity. I can. But I deal with the persons that come to me. There's a lot of things going on in the world I don't have a lot of control over. There's people I know that are hurting somewhere in the world. I want to pray for them, absolutely. But in the end, I have to live my purpose, the best of my ability. And I think that everyone is like that. They have family, or they have friends, or they have a calling. They have something precious and spiritual that they came here to deliver. And God bless them all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 661, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Yeah, my name is Brandy. I've called before.
Is it Brandy with an I or a Y?
With an I.
Okay.
Is that January 27th?
Yes.
77,
okay.
1:27 p.m., Fort Worth, Texas.
That's it.
And where do you live now?
I'm still in Fort Worth.
Wow, and were you in Fort Worth for your birthday yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did you have a specific question for us today?
I guess if you see any romance coming up in my chart or if there's anything interesting that's worth pointing out.
her solar return is next month in 15. Okay.
January. Okay. I looked at it and I said, when I saw the Aquarius moon, I went, ooh, okay, I'm in a month off. So you caught me just as I was going to say something. Are you going to be in Fort Worth on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, I think you're right now, you're under the gun with money, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you are. So you have to be. You have to be Scrooge, my dear. That's what I'm seeing. It's right now is the time to be Scrooge. Okay. You have to take care of self, and you have to know when you have to say no, and that's not easy for you, is it?
No.
I know, but you got a T square going on right now, and Pluto sitting right on your Mercury. So that means that you are feeling the weight of what you feel are limits. Now, these limits, you need to co-create them, okay? So you say, okay, I can do this, but I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the next 30 days, okay?
Yeah.
But then it lifts off. Then it lifts off, and things get much better when the planets start to move into Aquarius. You're going to feel completely differently.
Do you see anything about my health and...
your health. Well, is it
there's
something
foundational
inherited?
Change in the solar return.
Say again?
There's a foundational change in your health, in your solar return.
I see it.
Okay.
Yep.
And with that, what it means, okay, your sun is sitting there and your Mercury is there, both in Aquarius and close enough to where, because they're personal planets, I'll say they're conjunct, okay, to where they're given, your head and your soul are connected as far as your work is concerned, okay, on your health. And so I don't think because, Jupiter's retrograde and it's sitting right on you're rising, but it's in your 12th house. I don't feel that there's any kind of, and Aphrodite's much better with the medical than I, so I'm only giving you a little piece of this. But I don't see any kind of major issue. I see some foundational changes that need to be made for your own personal health, but I don't see any kind of major illness that's going to take you out this year. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, it looks like it could be a thyroid issue. Is it? Brandy?
Yeah, I had my gallbladder removed, and I've had some issues with hormonal issues as well.
Yeah. Right now, I feel the glands are a little bit off.
They are.
But they're not off in such a way they can't be brought into some sense of normalcy. But I think that, again, I'm a little concerned about the thyroid. I'm a little concerned about your hormonal secretions throughout the body. But a good endocrinologist can fix this for you, and I recommend you see one if you haven't already. I also feel that you have been in a situation where, and let me say this kindly, I just feel that there's not a lot of positive people around you. You're the only cheerleader. Is that right?
Kind of.
Yeah. And I think you're a bit drained and burnt out here. But I think when the planets start to move into Aquarius, it's really going to help. 2 to 3 weeks from now, things are going to start to shift. About a good month from now, you're going to feel much more empowered. Okay? Now, Pluto is forming a beautiful trine to your moon in your natal chart, which just means that if you do what's recommended by the people that are in authority, people that know things you don't know about your health, you will be okay. You'll be preserved. You'll get back online. You'll be doing okay probably by mid-January, all right? But the thing you have to remember is that if they tell you...
I'm just curious how you can tell there are negative people around me.
Well, you're an active T-square right now with your 8th house, which means that you're psychically being drained by forces beyond your control. And because of who you are, you feel you have to step in.
Right.
So you're being drained, and it's affecting... the way that you're assimilating certain minerals, which is why I thought thyroid right off the bat, okay? I would be taking more minerals in your diet. I would definitely be doing things that promote bone health as well. right now. I'll try to get a darn good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you need to know when to turn it off. You're very, very purposeful. You're very wise. You're wise beyond your years. You're a very old soul, Brandy, and I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the ability to hear what's not spoken. You talk to people. You can see into them in a way that I want to say is miraculous, okay? But because of this, sometimes you absorb some of the energy. Your Venus is in Pisces, in your natal.
Correct.
So the people you love the most, it's hard for you to counsel them because there's so much in your soul that becomes in turmoil with that. It's harder when they're closer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with someone like a stranger or a brand new soul that's walked in to talk to you, it's different. But the people you love, people you deeply care about, people you've made an emotional investment with, that's where you can be drained, and you need to qualify how long you allow yourself to be in your energy field, okay, for right now.
Mm-hmm. So I just need to
In a kind way, of course, in a kind way. But you need to do that for yourself. You need actually more isolation. See, Taurus is intercepted in your chart. There is no doorway. Both your moon and your Jupiter are in Taurus in that 12th house. You need to listen to music and go to sleep and have nothing but the music and your God be with you when you close your eyes and you go into that deep rest. And you need that so much right now. It's overpowering to me looking at the chart, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
And, you know, you asked the first question you asked, which we got all on a tangent about everything else in your chart but never answered your first question. And this brings it all the way back into that circle. Because the deep rest that Aphrodite was talking about, again, it's an intercepted sign in your 12th house. You must have, you're one of these people that must have a lot of sleep time, okay?
Yes.
And this year in your solar return, you have Venus, Neptune, Mars, and Chiron, and Pisces in your 7th house of one-to-one relationship.
Okay? I know.
If you dream him, he will come. Okay.
So what does that mean?
That means you need, if you want
what does that
stay
mean?
Inside, nothing outside that you can go to. I don't want to see you socializing to find a date, okay? What I want you to do is go to sleep, okay? Because in your dream time, and I would set before I go to sleep a goal of I want to see my mate, okay? Because you're sleeping, and in that dream time, when you see that mate, that's the beginning of this one coming in. There's no physical action you need to take. And you're coming into your Venus return, and it not right now, okay, but next year, okay? And it's setting you up for that Venus return, and Venus conjunct Venus is a very powerful time for you as far as your love life is concerned. So, again,
is
this year it's really...
Is that 2015 or 2016?
2016 is when you'll have your Venus return, but 2015 is when that's in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships and marriage and partnerships. So it's setting you up, okay, for this true love. But again here, your dream time is crucially important, and I think you need to spend more time, like Aphrodite said, recharging yourself by sleep, by dreaming, by working in that dream time. I think not only with your one-to-one relationships, but just recharging your body, period, is well needed with that rest.
Venus returns
yeah,
to
that's
natal,
interesting.
Right
I've been
around Valentine's
doing
Day.
That for 6 years now.
Venus returns
you are?
To you right around Valentine's Day this year in your natal. Okay?
Yes.
And it's in the 11th house
oh,
of the
cool.
light worker. So you're going to want somebody that has a spiritual counterpart. And you're going to want someone that you feel
ooh.
A sense of connection that's wordless. You look at them and you see their light. They look at you
oh, yeah,
and they
definitely.
See your light. And that's what you're really looking for. It's not like you have to write down all the things you want in a mate. No, as Jacqueline pointed out, it's about your spirit. And when you say your devotions and you go to sleep, put it out there. I am ready to receive him. I am ready to receive him. That's all you just say. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you both.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you. Keep us posted.
You
have a happy
thank
new year.
You.
All right, God bless you.
You both.
All right, mm-hmm. Bye. Wow. What an incredible soul, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
This is Andy.
Andy, so nice to hear from you again.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
You're 324-65?
Yep, that's me in Overland Park, Kansas, currently.
Okay. And did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, I was a little bit interested as Saturn is changing signs. If you had any specific hits on what I should look out for or be focusing on, I think it's going to make a pretty nice trine to my son.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want the good news or the bad news first? The good news is that that's about to happen, but right now you have so many inconjuncts to your third house, it's overwhelming.
Yes. And what does that mean to you?
You need to get so much more reorganized and take control.
Yeah.
Okay? And,
okay.
And the thing is, I think that Saturn might give you that attitude. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree. Okay, and I think it's funny that she just popped right in there with the inconjunctions, okay? She talks about an square as being you must do. Well, an inconjunction just forces you to do it and walk a tighter line is all it does, okay? So it is work time for you. I'll agree with her with that.
Oh,
that it is.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you an easier path, though, because of the trine to Saturn. You can actually, you know, for Aries, they're just, you know, they're bursts of energy. You know, they just, okay, let's take charge and do it and move on to the next thing. And you have that Mars in Virgo, which means you got to do it right, okay? But but the timing of things, it may be a little bit off for you. So it's more of that, okay, I know where it's going. I know I got to do this. I'll just do this. And find the comedy and humor. I talked about the other side of it. Find the comedy and humor in the timing of things. But just follow through with it. You're a ram. You don't have to push. You just have to take step by step. You'll intimidate them along the way, okay? You just don't have to move fast, okay? You
right.
Just keep moving forward. And you'll
I love that.
Try hard not to intimidate.
And here again, just as long as you know that you're going to make it is all you need to do, and I can guarantee you're going to make it. You know, you just had the moon pass over your son, so it was a little bit more emotional, you know, and a little bit disconcerting. But don't worry. You know, find the comedy and humor in it and have fun with it. While, you know, enjoy the ride while it's there. You know, don't try and go faster than what you need to.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Thank you both so much.
One more thing I want to tell you before you go, and that is
Okay. Don't
be afraid of sudden opportunity. Because Uranus is in Aries in your 10th house of your career, forming in conjunct to your Mars and your Pluto over the next 60 days. So because of that, things can come out of the blue that can really be wonderful. Do get all the details, because your Mars and Virgo is going to allow you to go there. But know that there can be some surprising, wonderful bumps that are going to come in over the next 2 months.
Would they be related to career then, or career opportunities?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And that way,
cool.
If you say, oh, I'd love to talk to you, don't let the insecurity or all the questions that come flooding in, as Jacqueline pointed out, block you from looking at the opportunity, because there can be some surprisingly good things that come in that really help you in the community where you live. Okay? So be looking
Great.
For that. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. I will. Thank you both so much.
Well, Happy New Year. God bless you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
So you're ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
All right. Good evening. Area code 253. You're on the air.
Hi, it used to be area code 772, but now I'm officially a Washingtonian.
Whoa, girl, you're freaking me out. I love
that. The other number's gone, so bye-bye old stuff and hello new stuff. So,
oh,
right?
Great.
So happy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both of you.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Yes, I plan on it. if it kills me, I plan on it. It's going to be a good year. And so much better
not
than
going to kill you.
Well, I'm psyched about that.
Yeah. So just wondering, still don't have a definitive answer on that job that I spoke to you about after that, but they are checking my references, so things are moving along slower than what they had told me it would be. But anyway, I just want to know what, you know, how this whole planetary thing, you know, what I should be expecting, you know, where is it hitting me the, you know, with the most impact in my chart?
Well, you know what I am going to say because of that, there is a square between Neptune and your north node, okay, natally, and Mercury is coming right over that north node. So
okay.
I'm not surprised in your second house of personal finances, so, and it's in Capricorn, so that would be related to your career. So I'm not surprised
okay.
when you say that it's taken them some time and that you're not seeing the benefit of that, okay, as of yet.
Okay.
But, okay, Neptune is also now sextiling Jupiter retrograde. I think it's going to come suddenly for you when it comes to benefit.
Okay.
You're not going to know it until all of a sudden one day they're just going to call you and that's it.
Okay. Well, they're now saying it's going to be after the new year, which, you know, I had already figured that. But, okay. All right. And I'm just hoping that it's going to be a good fit, you know, job-wise. Don't
well,
want to go
through this
again.
Well, your chart in Washington, Venus is passing over your north node in the third house tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
And so it's important for you to feel confident of what you've extended to them and your professional history. Okay? Mercury's
right.
going to be passing over that star in 5 days. So this week, I expect you're going to hear something.
Okay.
It could be another interview. Even if things are delayed a little bit, I have a feeling it could come in right after the new year for you. And
well, it's not going to be another interview. I'm done with the interview process.
All right, so they're going to be talking about money and time and energy and intention then, because they're going to want to look at what they're creating as far as the matrix.
Right.
Okay? And right now you have a lot of Aries planets moving through your sixth house in the Washington chart, so you are, I want to say, not the most patient person on the planet right now.
Gee, when am I ever?
Well, but the nice thing is, and I think Jacqueline maybe pointed this out, or maybe she's about to. So go ahead. I'll let Jacqueline speak because she's not going to see this Saturn-Venus thing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
What do you want me to talk about, the Saturn-Venus?
Saturn moving into trine with her natal Venus. In the sixth house of work.
Oh, I know that. You know, I'm like, oh. Okay.
I knew you were going to say it
next. Okay. But I'm like, you throw me right off with that. Well, throw it into my. Okay. And it is. It's in trine. Your Venus is in trine to your Saturn, and I don't know that Aphrodite is looking at it in the same way I am, because she's looking at your relocation chart and I'm looking at your natal chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from your first to your fourth house, okay? So
wow.
This beauty that you are, people are going to love you, especially in the work environment with this. They're going to think of you as, you know, really see that fire energy that you are. And really, you know, again here, it may have some discipline to where you don't see it when you want to see it or get the reassurance when you want to get it. It's there. And it's a natural, you know, beautiful little thing here where you don't have to do anything because it is your first house. It just shines without you having to do anything. It just comes right out.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been having a few, like, oh, God, I've really sold myself. Am I going to be able to live up to that?
Absolutely.
And the longer I sit here and wait, you know, it's like, oh, my God. And, you know, I was so successful in advertising and marketing, but that was 10 years ago or 8 years ago. And, you know, but anyway, just doubt, you know, just doubt in
of
general,
course,
which I need
course.
To get rid
That's
of.
Natural.
You know.
That's natural, but you know, the nice thing is, too, is that Mars right now is in perfect trine with your Jupiter in Gemini in your eighth house in Washington, which means that not only could this thing be on the plate, but something else can be on the plate. You could have two opportunities at the same time. That Gemini force usually brings things in double, okay? So know that and say to yourself, okay, is what I'm looking at going to be my greatest empowerment or not? Because Jupiter is retrograde, but it's still conjoining your Pluto. You have to say to yourself, in the long haul, what is going to truly empower me to be my I am, okay?
Right.
And so delays sometimes happen for a reason that we can't even qualify, okay? So know that everything's in divine order. You're always
right,
prayed
right.
up. You're totally protected here, okay? You're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been telling myself. Okay, you know, everything's going to happen when it's supposed to happen, and I just need to cool my jets and not get all wound out about it. And I really haven't been. It's just, you know. Just
you need to have a dream job that's going to be cooperative because you want to be out there and be creative too. And Neptune is moving in trine with your natal Saturn. So you have to look at yourself and say, okay, I want something I can sink my teeth into, be there for a long period of time. And every day, I'm moving up one of the rungs on that ladder.
Okay.
Because that's where your power is.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
You have to remember, those slow-moving planets, they set the stage for the events to occur. You're being set up here for success. Trust me, honey. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And realize that. And realize that even going into this job, they're going to want you to have a certain amount of knowledge, but they're going to want to train you your way, okay? You know, their
yes.
way, their policies and their way. You're very intelligent. You pick up on things really quickly, okay? So there's no worries. I mean, you've got this, like, sponge-like memory, okay? So even though you may not know everything at this point in time that you need to, I wouldn't really worry about it because I think they're going to teach you their style and their way to do it. Okay.
Well, you are 100% right. You're 100% right because when the last interview I had, the guy said, well, this is what we offer you, but what are you going to need from us to help you become successful, which
wow,
I love.
Wow, that was pretty amazing.
I love
wow.
that.
I love
I said,
that,
well,
too.
I said, I want training. I said, because it's digital. My experience is in print and, you know, mostly print. And I said, I want training. I want to be able to go out on calls with people. I want to see, I want to be able to glean from other people and, you know, what I can do and make my own. And so, yeah, so, I mean, he said that there's definitely training and all that. So, yeah, so you guys are right on with what I've been told. So that's where you see this whole, you know, the planetary lineup and the shift and all that and the change. That's where it's hitting me, I guess, is career wise.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, it's
right.
like you're at the top
That's
of that
good.
Cliff, and don't forget you have wings. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I will try to remember that. They've been slightly clipped this year, but they're growing back.
So. Exactly. We go through changes, and it's all about good growth.
Yeah, and you know, that's true. And you know, you guys know how much I hate boredom, so I guess, you know, this is good. It's all good.
It is indeed, honey. I love you.
All right. Well,
have
thank
a happy
you so
new
much,
year.
Sal. Happy New Year, and we will talk soon, and I'll let you guys know. I'll call you next Sunday, because I'm sure I'm going to hear something by then. How's that?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
And I'll let
love
you know.
Girl.
All right. Take care. Love you both.
All right. Love you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have about 4 minutes left in the show, so we're probably not going to be able to do another reading. So we need to tell people where they can find us if they need to have us help them with some of their concerns.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. Or I'm at the B&A Flea Market every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2. And
Tell them where.
Oh, in Stuart, Florida.
Okay.
So if you're in Stuart, Florida, stop on by. At least
say
hi. Are
you going to be teaching classes too?
Well, at the Spark of Divine, every Friday I'm at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, Florida. And starting the beginning of February, I don't have the date on me at this moment, but I think it's like February 8th, I think it is. I'm starting
awesome.
A new and fun
awesome.
And exciting beginning astrology class. And again, I'm there every Friday for private readings, as well as, you know, Beth and her store and all the wonderful things she does there. She has a phenomenal array of people that are coming in and doing seminars and all kinds of great things going on there.
Oh,
how about you,
so
Aphrodite?
Well, I can be reached at 540-400-0110. I live in Roanoke, Virginia. I work out of the Livestream Center, which is similar to the Spark of Divine. They do a lot of wonderful things over there, too. And I also am available for phone readings. Jacqueline is as well. So you give us a call, and we're very happy to work with you, find out what your needs are, and take good care of you. I also do mini readings at Little Bit Hippie. Every Friday from 2 to 6. If people just have a couple questions, want a quick reading, I record it for them, email it to them. I have a beautiful fair that we're doing on January 10th where everybody can have a mini foot reflexology, massage, DNA activation, readings with me with tarot and astrology. So there's a lot of wonderful things going on where we're trying to bring our gift to the world and in any way we can. We're so happy to have the show and so happy when you call in or listen, because we want to let you know that we want to help. We want to put our gift out there, and we really do care. So if you need us, don't hesitate to call us. If you have an economic issue, we can work with you. If it's just a question about you or someone you love, please call us. You can find our phone numbers on Blog Talk Radio. We're both on Facebook. We're available to you. So just give us a call, and we will be glad to give you the benefit of the beautiful gifts we received.
And Aphrodite has an awesome website. Tell them your website.
Thank you, yes, aphrodite.com. And that's aphrodite.com. And it's a teaching site. You can contact me through there. You can read all interesting things about astrology. And Jacqueline also puts out transits every month, as I do. Get on our mailing list. Let us know. And it's going to at least give you a little bit of the upbeat of what's going on over the next month. You can kind of retake your bearings a little bit. And we both do that every month. And as you know, we're different people, but our bottom line is almost always the same. But it gives you additional insight to help you along your path, which is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, we said our monthly horoscopes are free, every month. All you have to do is give us your email address, and we'll send them to you, both of us. She takes a certain approach on hers, and like we do on the radio, and I took a certain approach on mine. Just, you know, it's in writing instead of verbally. But they're so...
All good.
Good. You put them together, and you'll see the end result is always the same.
It certainly is. Well, have a Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. See you next year.
See you next week. Feel good. Be happy. Have a great
night. Good night.